today on The Vinyl Experience. A new year dawns. It's sexy and 17. An exploration of the rock and roll number. It shows up in a lot of songs. We'll hear him spun from the original LPs. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience. Happy New Year.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. You can't make me go. Go away, daddy-o. It's not much, much too early for me. I don't care about reading, writing, written, tickle, history. I'm gonna walk to the corner and meet my little Marie. I'm gonna walk to the corner and meet my little Marie. Well, she's the only girl in this whole world who understands me. Well, she's sexy.
So how could I dance with another? Oh.
Well, it's 2017. Do you know what I mean? The Beatles and Sexy in 17 by the Stray Cats to begin this Vinyl Experience first edition in the year of 2017. Having heard the song Sexy and 17, let us now go to one that is not Sexy and 17 by Janis Ian.
I learned the truth at 17. Their love was meant for beauty queens in high school girls with clear skin smiles who married young and then retired. The Valentines I never knew, the Friday night charades of youth were spent on beautiful. At 17 I learned the truth. And those of us with ravaged faces, lacking in the social graces, desperately remained at home, inventing lovers on the phone, who called to say, come dance with me. Obscenities. It isn't all it seems. It's 17. A brown-eyed girl in hand-me-downs, whose name I never could pronounce, said, pity please the ones who serve. They only get what they deserve. Hometown queen marries into what she needs with a guarantee of company and haven for the elderly. Remember those who win the game, lose the love they sought to gain in Devonshires of quality and do integrity. The small town eyes will gape at you in dull surprise when payment due exceeds accounts received. It's 17. To those of us who knew the pain of Valentines that never came, and those whose names were never called when choosing sides for basketball. It was long ago and far away. The world was younger than today, and dreams were all they gave for free to ugly duckling girls.
We drive out of this valley
At 17, he got a union card and a wedding coat. Bruce Springsteen in the river. And at 17, Janis Ian got a lot of heartache. And she sang about it in that remarkable song that shares something in common with the recorded legacy of Bruce Springsteen in the early days. Both of those were made at a little recording studio in Rockland County, New York, just west of Manhattan. The building is still there, but it's an auto paint and repair shop now. It used to be a little recording studio in the hamlet of Blauvelt, New York, where the first couple of Bruce Springsteen albums, plus the song Born to Run and the one we just heard at 17 by Janis Ian and many others of that era, were recorded quietly in the burbs outside of New York City. The Vinyl Experience is zeroing in on the year of 17. It was perilous for the couple in Bruce Springsteen's The River. It was equally perilous, but at the same time kind of joyous for the couple on the run in Rod Stewart's Young Turks.
Point of view. till you ring it. Our song is no song till you sing it. And love in your heart wasn't put there to stay. Love isn't love till you give it away. When you're 16, going on 17, waiting for life to start, somebody kind who touches your mind will suddenly touch your heart.
When that happens, after it happens, nothing is quite the same. Somehow you know you'll jump up and go if ever he calls your name.
Gone are your old ideas of life. The old ideas grow dim. Lo and behold, you're someone's wife, and you belong to him. You may think this kind of adventure never will come to you. Darling, 16, going on 17, wait a year.
The Vinyl Experience, welcoming the new year with an exploration of the number 17 in song from many different styles and genres, from the Broadway stage and the original cast, The Sound of Music, to the sound of Stevie Nicks.
Oh,
They were called, yes, you guessed it, Heaven 17, and they didn't sound half bad coming out of Stevie Nicks' Edge of 17. The two have a couple of things in common. Obviously, 17, the fact that they're on the first Vinyl Experience show of 2017, and they were originally introduced in the rock and roll year of 1982. 17 songs, groups. How about recording dates like this one by Elton John, 11/17/70.
This is Dave Herman, and we're at the A&R Studios in New York City for an evening of entertainment. We have perhaps 100, 125 people in the studio to enjoy it here. Would you welcome very warmly those of you at home, those of you here, Mr. Elton John.
Take me to the pilot of your show. till it takes all night. That'll be alright. If I can get you to smile before I leave. Looking out at the road rushing under my wheels. I don't know how to tell you all just how crazy.
It's the first show of 17, The Vinyl Experience, and we're doing the math. Let's see, Jackson Browne, 65, he was 17. Young and sweet, only 17.
Another was 17. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for small town girls and soft summer nights. We'd hide from the lights on the village green. When I was 17, it was a very good year. It was a very good year for city girls who lived up the stair with all that perfumed hair. And it came undone when I was 21. It was a very good year. It was a very good year for blue-blooded girls of independent means. We'd ride in limousines. Their chauffeurs would drive. When I was 35.
And that's the Vinyl Experience. Very few would say it was a very good year about 2016, but we've got our money on 2017. Let's hope this horse comes through for us. You can rifle back through 2016 and earlier Vinyl Experience shows in the archives at PRN.FM. Of course, there's the Vinyl Experience station on iHeartRadio 24/7. Visit the Vinyl Experience Facebook page. Follow me on Twitter. I know the president-elect has stolen my thunder there, but anyway, I'm Paul Cavalcante.